Good morning. Well, you're all very welcome this morning. It's great to see everybody. You're particularly welcome if you're a visitor, and we just hope that you will enjoy worshiping with us this morning. It's great to see all the guys from the Holiday Bible Club, and we're looking forward to them taking part in the service. There will be some refreshments after the service. It's a bit different this time. There's going to be hot dogs. Yay! So you're welcome to come round after the service to Solid Ground, and the stuff will be ready there. If you have kids with you, if you would gather them up before you go round for food, okay? That'll be a big help. Thank you. The announcements are all in the August sheet, but I just want to highlight a few. Just a big thank you to everybody who was involved in Holiday Bible Club. It was a great effort, a lot of people involved in all sorts of different ways. So just a thank you to everybody. The annual leaders training will be held here Monday the 2nd of September in the upper room. And if you can't get to that one, there's a chance to do it again in Clocky in the minor hall on Monday the 9th of September. That's an important thing to go to, because if you're involved as a leader in any of the organizations or in a welcome team, something like that, you need to go along to that. So it would just be good for you to do that. The Mourn Walk, unfortunately, has been cancelled. So sorry about that. Just circumstances, it just didn't work out. So that's not happening, okay? The 12 hours of prayer on the 31st of August from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's been held in both churches here and in Clocky. There is a sign-up sheet in the vestibule and in the foyer in the hall, just to put your name down. But even if you don't put your name down, just feel entirely comfortable and very, very welcome to come along at any time between 10 and 10. There will be a number of stations around the church just to help you to focus on prayer. And you'll be made very, very welcome. K4C starts next week. And so if you come to the service at 11:30, that's great. But if you can't make the start of the service, just go around to the hall. At the side entrance there, and you can meet up there to go to K4C. There's a discipleship group leaders meeting on Wednesday, this Wednesday at 7:30 in Solid Ground, to look at the new material that the groups are going to be looking at. And on Thursday at 7:30, there is a Mission 2020 team meeting. So if you've been involved in that, it'd be good for you to come along to that. Also to announce, on the 23rd through to the 31st of August, the Bangor Worldwide Missionary Convention is being held in Hamilton Road Presbyterian in Bangor. There's a number of leaflets available. You may have seen them as you were coming in. But if you're interested in that, just grab one, and there's a great range of very interesting speakers at that event, so that would be good. So I think that's everything. So to focus on why we're here this morning, to worship God, I'm going to read a short psalm. Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We're now going to sing Wide, Wide as the Ocean. There's no musician, so I'm entirely puzzled about this, but no doubt it's all sorted. I remember this one when I was a kid in Sunday school a year or two ago, and it's great. So let's sing Wide, Wide as the Ocean.
Okay, so I'm not just going to stand up here on my own. Definitely not. I'm going to need some help. So, boys and girls, who can remember this song from the night? Okay. Would you like to join me up here so we can show everybody else the actions? Come on up. Anybody would like to come up? Come on. Okay. And you're right, Alan, it is the one from just a couple of years ago.
From. Yeah.
Okay. So we hope that the video is going to start and the sound's going to work. Okay, go ahead. Put the volume up a wee bit, please. Well done, everybody. Okay, boys and girls, you can take your seat again.
Yeah, that was great. You know, I was just thinking back when we sang that as kids. You guys are so well behaved. That used to be our favorite one, because when you sang Wide, Wide as the Ocean, you had an opportunity to belt your mate beside you. So, shouldn't be picking up bad habits from me. I was a bad boy. Let's come to worship God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you now in prayer. You are the only, almighty, awesome God. far beyond our abilities just to describe your holiness. Lord, as we consider the theme of the Holiday Bible Club, just the ocean, we're just in awe of just the scale and the majesty of your creation. And Lord, we just feel unworthy. Sometimes we just have difficulty coming to you, and yet in faith and in confidence we can come to you through Jesus. Thank you for what Jesus did for each and every one of us. That Jesus took all our punishment, shame, suffering that we deserved to pay the price for our sin. Thank you that we worship a risen Savior who has conquered death and sin. And Lord, in the quietness of this moment, we confess before you now how we have rebelled against you. We've done stuff that we should not have done. We've missed opportunities to share you with others. We've allowed our busy lives to crowd in and push you out of our minds. Just in the quietness of this moment, we just confess these things to you now, Lord. Lord, we ask that you'll continue to bless us now as we worship. Help us to put aside distraction and focus on you. Lord, we ask that you will bless everybody who takes part this morning. And we do thank you, Lord, for the dedication of the Holiday Bible Club team, for all their hard work. Lord, we just pray that you will bless everybody in this service. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we have Noah Murray to come up and read. So hold on, let me get this box here.
The first reading is based on Tuesday night's memory verse, which was taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Now we have Ben, I believe. Yes.
Good morning. It's all right. Each day this week, we focused on a different word, and on Monday night, I was in charge of the first word. Does anybody remember what that word was? Let's see. What was it, Chloe?
Obey.
Obey, yes, it was. And we just started off talking about different things. Maybe when you're going away on holiday and you get on a plane, there's different rules and they're for our safety. And even when we play a game like football, there's different rules to make it a good game. Otherwise, wouldn't really be football, would it? And then we went on to talk about a certain character from the Bible. So does anybody remember that one? Noah, just let's see.
Jonah and the whale.
Jonah and the big fish or the whale, yep. Okay, so we talked about Jonah, and we looked at Jonah because basically Jonah was asked to do something by God. He was asked to go to a city called Nineveh, because Nineveh was doing a lot of bad things. And Jonah was asked, would you go there and tell them, look, I don't really like what you're doing, and I'm going to have to get rid of Nineveh in 40 days if you don't go and tell them. So Jonah decided, no, he couldn't do it. So Jonah ran. So Nineveh was over there. Jonah ran this direction, and he got on a ship. And, of course, the ship got into troubled waters, and a big storm came in. And Jonah was asleep in the bottom of this ship, and the crew was going mad. They were saying, why is this storm came upon us? And they come down to Jonah and tell him, would you start praying to your God for us, please? Because this ship's going down. And, of course, Jonah starts praying. But I think Jonah, deep down, knew that he had disobeyed God, and he got something wrong. So it played out, and eventually all the crew came together and they started casting lots. And Jonah drew the shortest lot, which meant that he was going to be thrown overboard. So the crew all got together, threw Jonah overboard, and immediately the storm calmed down. And Jonah was left in the sea. But as we know, that's not where the story ends. God sent the big fish, and it swallowed up Jonah for 3 days, 3 nights. And the fish spat him out on a beach after Jonah had prayed to God in the fish's belly, asking could he be forgiven and could he be given another chance to do what God had asked him to. So Jonah was spat out on this beach, and of course he goes to Nineveh and tells everybody that what's going on here isn't right, and God might have to destroy the place if they don't repent and turn away from what they were doing. And this was not easy for Jonah, and I don't think any of us would have wanted to be Jonah. But he did it, and of course the story is good. There's a good ending, because Nineveh actually comes out at the end and repents to God and says sorry for all the things that they've done wrong. So there is a good lesson in that for us, that when we do obey God, he's only trying to get the best out of us and the best out of the different situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in. So I think that's a good wee lesson, and hopefully that's what they took away from Monday night, you know. There was videos and stuff Monday night as well, but I didn't think really he's one of the watch kids videos, you know. I think we're going to sing now the butterfly song, is that right? Yeah.
So yes, we're going to do the butterfly song, and there are lots of animals in this song. Again, I'm going to need you guys' help, so anybody wanting to come up to help, come on ahead. Come on ahead. Okay. And you remember all the moves, do you? You're really going to have to help me, because I'm so tired after the whole week. I'm old and I forget things, so you're going to have to remind me. Give me some of the animals that are in this song. Anybody got one? Aria? Crocodile. So what do we do for a crocodile? That's right. Were there any other animals? Sienna? Butterfly. And what do we do for the butterfly? Yes, that's beautiful. That's lovely. Jude, what about if you've got an animal? What do you think? Can you remember any? You will whenever we start the song. So Glenn, thank you. Please start the song and we'll get stuck in. And everybody will need to stand up. And you guys need to do the moves as well. Not rocket science.
Giving me wings, and if I were a robin in a tree, I'd thank you, Lord, that I could sing. And if I were a fish in the sea, I'd wiggle my tail and I'd giggle with glee. But I just thank you, Father, for making me me. For you gave me a heart and you gave me a smile. You gave me by raising my trunk. And if I were a kangaroo, you know I'd hop right back to you. And if I were an octopus, I'd thank you, Lord, for my fine looks. And I just thank you, Father, for making me me. For you gave me a heart. You made me your child, and I just thank you, Father, for making me me. If I were a wiggly worm, I'd thank you, Lord, that I could squirm. And if I were a fuzzy, fuzzy bear, I'd thank you, fuzzy hair. And if I were a crocodile, I'd thank you, Lord,
job. Thank you very much. Do you want to go back to your seats?
We'll now continue to worship God as we collect the offering. Dear God, thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for our homes. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our friends. Thank you most of all for Jesus. As we worship, we give you this offering. Take it. Bless it. Multiply it to further your kingdom on earth. We just pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
There we go. Hello. So, this week we had a bit of a special guest, didn't we, kids? Can anybody tell me who our special guest was that came every night this week to teach us a memory verse? Yeah, can you remember, Sienna? Yeah, so Maura the Explorer. And who was Maura the Explorer? Because these people won't know. Who was Maura? Who was she related to? Yes, Caleb. Yeah. Tora the Explorer's Irish cousin came this week to teach us the memory verse. But was it just her or did she have a guest as well? Not really a guest, more of a inconvenience. Who was the inconvenience this week? Yes, Chloe. Swiper, yes. So we had Swiper in. So Maura was trying to teach us these memory verses, had these amazing ways of teaching us, and then Swiper kept coming along, didn't she? And kept stealing bits of the memory verse and kept just doing silly things. But we don't have her today. She's away back to Ireland. So Swiper, they're away back to Ireland. So I am going to test you a wee bit on the memory verse and also to test the congregation as well. So on Friday night, I was all prepared. I was like, right, going to do this memory verse. And then we had a bit of a challenge on Friday night, didn't we? And what happened to all the leaders? We got soaked. Didn't we get soaked? Absolutely soaked. So I was coming in to do the memory verse, but I got drenched. And I left drops of the memory verse all over the church, including upstairs. So if everybody where they're sitting can just have a wee look around, maybe in front of their pew, on the wall. And if you have a piece of the memory verse, can you come up to the front for me? Okay, so this involves members of the congregation. So I know there's a few wee bits. So if you have a piece, can you come up to the front for me? And if you can just have a look if there's some people not sitting in pews as well. Okay, so we have a few bits. Michael. You picked a bad seat, Joan. Okay, I think there's a few coming from upstairs as well. Okay. There we go. You've all picked bad seats. Okay. I think there's a few more coming. So, can anybody remind me of what the memory verse was on the Wednesday night? Even by looking at these wee pieces, you might get a wee bit of clue. Anybody think they can remember what the memory verse was on Wednesday night? Noah. Yeah. Can you remember where it's from? Brilliant. Well, that was amazing. Well done. Okay, so who has the first word then? Four. Yeah. So do you want to come up to the front, Robbie? Okay, so four. And then what was next? Four. The sun probably. Yeah, Jack. Do you want to go next? Perfect. For the sun. The son of what? Son of man. Yeah. Joan. Perfect. Okay, what's next? Son of man. Came to. Oh, perfect. We're in position already. Came to do what? What did he come to do? Seek. Nathan, do you want to come here and stand here for me? Good job. Perfect. To seek and to do what else? And to save, yeah. So, oh, yeah, and to, and then see you. Sorry. I did too there. Okay. And to save who? Who did he come to save? The lost. Perfect. And then where was it from? Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Brilliant. Okay, so we'll see if we can all do it together. So after three, we'll say it together. One, two, three. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Brilliant. I'll get a few people to take theirs away. So Nathan, I'm going to steal yours. Thank you. And I'm going to take yours too. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, you can sit down if you want. Or you can stay there if you really want to. Okay, so we'll say it again after three. One, two, three. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. And one more time, I'm going to steal a few more. So I'm going to take yours and I'll take Robbie's. Okay, and one more time. After three. One, two, three. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Perfect. Thank you so much. Give them a wee cheer, our unlucky volunteers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You can all take a wee seat. Okay. So just before I pass on, what does that memory verse actually mean? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Bobby. You tripped me up. What does that memory verse mean? For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. So, like, who are the lost when we talk about that memory verse? Riley, do you know? It's okay if you don't. No, that's okay. Does someone else tell me who the lost are when we're talking about that? Sophia? Us? Yeah, so us, if we don't have, like, Christ in our lives, then we are the lost. And to seek and to save, what does that sort of mean? Like, how was Jesus able to save us? What did he do? We talked about it a wee bit this week, about what Jesus did to save us from our sins and to save us being the lost people. Chloe? Yeah, brilliant. Well done. So Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins, and that's why it says in the Bible that he came to seek and to save. So thank you all so much for that. I'm going to pass on to the story now, to Julie. Thank you.
Okay, yous are all a bit quiet, not like during the week. I know there's half of you, but we still need to get a bit of noise going in here. This is our story from Wednesday night, so we have to think way, way back to Wednesday. Okay, anybody tell me who the story was about on Wednesday night? Anybody remember? Cassidy? Paul? Good start. And what was our word? What was our word? It was in our memory verse. It begins with S. Sophia. Saves. So our word was saves, and our character was Paul. Now, I'm going to need a few volunteers, but you have to do a bit of a challenge all the way through, and you have to listen to all my directions, which sometimes aren't that great. So I think we'll have some of the seniors come up who would like to volunteer. Okay, if you four come up, okay? But the younger ones, I know that you did actions during the story. So if I say the water was really rough, what do? Do you move? Do you sway when the water's really rough? So I want yous in your seats to do that, all right? Any adults up for the challenge? Faders, everyone. So none of you know what the challenge is, but you're all fading anyway, but we'll give it a go, all right? So, each of you take a sheet, four sheets. Sorry, they're a bit stuck together, aren't they? There's too many of them. No, I'll go for it. You pass one on there. Caleb, you got one? All right. Okay. So, we've each got a sheet, and we're going to follow the directions. But first of all, God gave us the Bible so that we had lots of lessons about lots of people, so that we could learn from them. They're not just stories, they actually did happen. And the places in today's story we actually know today. Okay, so we're talking about Paul, but Paul had to believe what God promised him on lots of different occasions in his life. And he had to go on a big boat. Has anybody been on a boat? Anybody been on a boat? Yeah, where have you went on a boat? Where have you went?
Cookland Islands.
The Cookland Islands,
exciting. Where have you went on a boat? Where have you went?
To my nanny's house.
Is your nanny's house in Scotland? Yeah. What about you, Cassie? Where have you went?
I went to Wales.
Wales in a boat. Okay. Have you been on a boat? Where have you went to? Spain? You've been in Spain on a boat? How exciting. How exciting. Was the water nice and smooth or was it rough? Nice and smooth. Nice and smooth. That's the way we like it. So today we're going to look, have our pieces of paper ready for every direction after every bit of this story, okay? Point the words towards you to start with, all right? So first of all, who is this Paul? We need to know who he is. So who is he? What was his name before he was Paul? Riley?
Saul.
So he was Saul, and Saul was a very bad man. Saul went out looking for all of the Christians everywhere to bring them in and to do nasty things to them, to persecute them. So he wasn't a very nice man, this Saul, but God still wanted to get to know Saul. So first of all, you've got to fold your sheet in half towards you with the words inside. So fold it in half with the words inside and keep then the nice closed bit to the top. All right. But Saul met Jesus on the road one day, and Saul was totally changed. And God even changed his name to Paul. So that's where we've got Paul in the story. So God changed him, and Paul became a follower of Jesus. So after chasing them and trying to kill them and trying to do awful things, he actually then became a follower of Jesus. Right, job now. I think maybe we could do with a couple of senior leaders up here to help. Anybody that was any good at this? Nobody volunteering? Adam? Diane? Do you think so? Just to give a couple of hands. So now what you're trying to do is fold your top corners, these top corners into the middle, okay? Maybe if I do it at the same time, but my hands are sort of full. So fold your top corners in now to the middle. So it's this shape, all right? This is what you're doing next, okay? So fold your top corners in. And then in the story of Paul, Paul was asked to do 3 big mission trips for Jesus. So he had to travel all around. He didn't make it to Wales or the Copelands, but he might have made it to Spain. But he did 3 big mission trips, and he had to follow God's direction the whole way through because he didn't know where he was going next. He didn't know when he got on the boat for Scotland that he would get to his nanny's. He didn't know any of that. He had to follow God the whole way through. Okay, so the next bit is we're folding our bottom flaps. So one up one side, and then one up the other side, okay? So it looks a bit like we've given Paul a party hat. That's where we're at now, okay? Our party hat. But poor Paul, because he was faithful to God, and because he followed Jesus, he had to tell people things they didn't want to hear. So poor Paul ended up in prison. Paul ended up in prison for what he did for God. And he was thrown into prison, and he was in prison for a very long time, but Paul still believed in what God was asking him to do, and he wrote letters, and he prayed. So now we're going to fold in our wee corners here. So fold in your wee corners, these wee corners here. Fold them in, all right? So just tuck your 4 wee corners in, out of the way, okay? So Paul is in prison in Caesarea. For several years, Paul's there in prison. But because he was a Roman citizen, he had the right to go to Rome, all the way to Rome, and be tried in Rome. And Paul thought, I'll get a fair trial in Rome. But Paul also thought, the people in Rome need to hear about God, so I need to get there, okay? So this is maybe the hardest bit. We're going to try and make this now into a square, okay? So pull it apart this way and make it into a square or a diamond, okay? Are we here? All right. So Paul starts his trip to Rome, and this is where the water's going to get rough. So are you ready? The water's going to get very rough all the way to Rome. He went on a big, big ship. There was all the crew of the ship. There were soldiers, because there was lots of prisoners. There wasn't just Paul. There was lots of soldiers on this ship. And they sailed for a long, long time, and they were getting very close to Crete. Has anybody been to Crete? Anybody here been to Crete? There's Gina's been to Crete. So Crete, in this story 2,000 years ago in the Bible, is the same Crete as we can visit today. It's the very same Crete. And they were sailing close to Crete, but the weather was getting bad. The water was getting really, really stormy. The boat wasn't coping very well, and the waves were coming up on the side. And Paul said to the captain, I think maybe we should stop here, because if we go on, this is going to be a disaster for all of us. But what did the captain say? The captain said, I don't need any of your warnings. I know how to sail, and we are going on. We are going on, okay? So at this stage, you're going to fold up your points at the bottom, all right? So you're going to fold up these points at the bottom. So you're making a wee small triangle, okay? Ready for that? All right. Okay. So they sailed on. The wind and the waves got really, really bad. It's pretty smooth in Grey Abbey this morning. The wind and the waves got really, really bad. Really, really bad. And they didn't know whether it was day or night because it was so dark. They couldn't see the sun. They couldn't see the moon. They couldn't see anything. And then they all got really, really frightened, and they thought, Paul was right. This is going to be a disaster for all of us. And the wind got really, really bad. The wind got really, really bad. The waves got really, really high. And Paul said, do not be afraid. God gave me a vision that he would save every one of us. Every one of us would be saved if we believed in God. But the wind still got bad, and the waves still got really, really high, and Ruth's the only one that's seasick by this stage, because she's the only one moving, okay? And then at this stage, you have to pull this into a wee diamond or square again, okay? So pull it into a wee diamond or square again, all right? Eventually, after 2 weeks in the wind and the rain and the high, high waves, the sun came up, just like in Grey Abbey this morning. The sun came up, and the crew could see land right in the very distance. So they thought, let's lift the anchors and let's sail towards the land. So they lifted the anchors, and they could see themselves getting closer and closer. But then what do you think happened? They hit a big sand dune, and they came to a big halt, and nothing moved. The boat didn't move. They didn't move. Nothing moved. They thought, disaster again. But God then reminded them through Paul, don't worry, I'm going to save you. But the wind came up, and the waves came up, and the boat started to break up. Everything started to break up, and the captain said, bail out. If you can swim, swim to the shore. If you can't swim, like Rebecca, you've got to grab a big plank of wood or get something from this boat and paddle your way to the shore. So they did. They jumped and they paddled, and all 276 of them that were on that boat made it to the shore. And do you know where the shore was? The shore was Malta. Anybody been to Malta? Few people nodding. There's Jean again. She's our traveller. She's been in Malta, and Jean might have lay on the same beach that they landed on in Malta. She might have. She might have walked along that beach. It's the same beach as we know today in Malta. So all of them landed in Malta, and they were all safe. And they remembered that God saved them. And Paul remembered that God saved them. And God continued to be with Paul. He eventually did make it to Rome, which was 2,000 miles from his very first stop. he made it all the way to Rome. And God saved Paul, but he can save every one of us. We might not be in a ship this morning. We might not be worrying about a shipwreck, but each one of us, our lives are a shipwreck because we are full of sin and we've done lots of wrong things and we are not right with God. So God wants to save each of us. Some of us have jumped into the water and trusted God and we're swimming for that shore with God. Some of us are still teetering on the edge of the boat, not sure. But God's asked in each of us to get out of the boat and trust him this morning and he will save us. But we're going to see now, have we got boats or have we got shipwrecks? So are you ready, guys? Pull out your corners. Pull out your corners and see if we've got any boats here. See if we've got any boats. Pull a wee bit further, Sophie. Yeah. And see if we've got any boats. Oh, we've got a shipwreck on the end here. Very well done. We've got a boat. We've got two boats. Okay. So some of them are a wee bit of a shipwreck. That's okay. God can work in those. Some of them we've got boats. They will float on a basin of water for a wee while, but they'll get a bit soggy, a soggy bottom. Okay. But remember on your boat, it says Jesus saves. Jesus can save each one of us. No matter where our boat is, whether it's Grey Abbey, wherever it is, God can save each one of us. And that's our word and our story from Wednesday night. God can save each one of us. Thank you very much. Take your shipwrecks and your boats with you. Thank you. Pardon? Ruth for the song now.
Hey, that was fantastic. I was really enthralled with that. I do feel a bit sick, mind you. Okay, so the next song, I'm trying to think. Our God is a great big God. We all know this one, of course we do. But again, I need some help. So who wants to come up? And even some of the grown-ups can come up as well. Oh, don't all rush at once. Oh, so great. This is fantastic. All right, so ready to go? Thank you.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hand. God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He is higher than the skyscraper, and he's deeper than a submarine. He is wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's above me, and he's above me. Since before the world began, how wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God is a great big God. God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper, and deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe, and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me, and he's loved me, since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands.
He holds us in his hands. Woo!
Well done.
Good job.
Okay, so this week we have been hearing that prayer is talking to God and listening to God. And Alex helped us to focus on God because she got us to remember to hold our hands up high. Can you do that for me? Hold your hands up high. And then as we bring them down past our eyes, we close our eyes and close our mouth. And we forget that there's anybody else in the room apart from us and God. So let's just take time with God. Heavenly Father, we bring to you prayers for others, and we think about what we have learned at Ocean Explorers this week. And we ask you to help us to use that teaching to think differently about the world around us. You have instructed us to love you and keep your commands. Help us to love you and to find out more about how you want us to live by reading the Bible, coming to church, and going to other groups that help us to find out more about you. Encourage and inspire our ministers, pastors, youth and children's leaders, and family members who help us to find out more about you, Lord. You have told us to trust you with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding. We hear in school that there's not enough money to buy the things that we need to equip our schools properly. And we hear in the news that our government is planning to make rules that are very different to what the Bible says. Lord, help us to trust that your way will win through. Help us to be like Moses, to listen to what you want us to do and to take a stand for you, even if everyone around us thinks differently, so that your name will be held up high and everyone will be treated fairly. You have promised us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Lord, if any of us have heard that Jesus wants to be our Savior and we know that we should follow him, we just pray, Lord, that you would encourage us to do that today. Lord God, we pray that every boy and girl in the world would hear that Jesus loves them and wants to be their Savior. And we pray that you would equip organizations like Scripture Union to go into schools and tell of your love. And we thank you for organizations like Wycliffe that translate the Bible into different languages, and for the Bible Society who distribute Bibles all over the world. Help us to use our resources to support them. You have told us to live by faith and not by sight. That means sometimes you will ask us to do hard things, and we won't be sure before we do them how you're going to help us. Help us to trust you that whenever we go to tell our friends about your love, that you will give us the words, even when we don't really know what to say. Help us to trust you that as we go to a new school or a new class, that you will help us not to be afraid. Help us to trust you when we maybe our exam results are not exactly as we thought they would be, that you will be with us and guide our path. Help us to trust you when people in our family are sick. Jesus, you told us to follow you and you would make us fishers of men. God, you made everything in this world and we are amazed that you want us to help you and your plan to tell everyone about your love. Sometimes whenever we're young, we think that we can't do very much for you, but help us to show your love to everyone we meet. You called a team of 12 disciples, but that team kept growing and getting bigger. Lord, help us to work as a team for you. Help us to work hard at school so that we can work in the job that you have planned for us, telling people about you in factories, in farms, in offices, and all over the world. Help us to help those who are lonely, who have no family or home, or who have nothing but you. Lord God, help us to be your hands and feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now Rebecca Mitchell is going to do our next reading.
The second reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, where he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already to a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat rushed at him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
Hello, that's us. My name's Hayley, for people that don't know me, and I'm going to do the story that was taught on Friday night, and I'm just getting all the pops sorted. You should have seen us trying to haul this down earlier on. That's grand. Okay, so we're going to use our imagination and pretend that this is a big boat, okay? I know it's a paddling pool, but for today, it's a boat. Okay, and the balloons can be the people, okay? So do you remember, boys and girls, we used our imaginations on Friday? So can we do it again? Yeah? Okay, cool. So the word for Friday was follow. And here it says Jesus invites us to follow him. So we're just going to learn a wee bit more now about what that actually means. So there's a story in the Bible, and it tells us that there was men, and these men were out fishing. Didn't we hear that on Friday, that they were out fishing? But what happened? They were out for ages and ages. And what happened? Chloe? They caught no fish. They were exhausted. They were trying so hard. They were doing absolutely everything in their power, and they caught no fish. And they must have been so disheartened, because we learned on Friday that fishermen, like, they need to catch fish for money. And if they can't make their money, they can't get food. They're going to struggle paying their bills in their house. So there's a lot of pressure, and they couldn't catch the fish. So they ended up then started to, I don't know if they paddled home or what way the boats worked back in those days, but they got back to the shore anyhow. And Jesus had seen them. And I'm going to read the next bit from the Bible, because I think the Bible puts it far better than I could put it. Well, I don't think I know. Okay, so the Bible says then, and when he finished speaking, that's Jesus had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Like, could you imagine what they would have been feeling at this time? Like, seriously, Jesus, we have just tried and tried and tried, and you're now telling us to go back out and try again? But anyway, verse 5 says, "And Simon answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, 'Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men.'" And remember, I told you this is my favorite verse in it all. And verse 11 says, "And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him." You see, these fishermen, these men realized, you know what, yeah, catching the fish was great. We're very thankful for that. It was really amazing. It was an amazing miracle what had happened. But what they realized on that day was that there was a man called Jesus who made this happen. So yeah, having all the wonderful things, catching the fish and having all the wonderful things in life is amazing. But really, it's nothing if you don't have Jesus. And that was the best thing that these men realized on this day. So yeah, the fish, they got the fish, but they encountered Jesus. And what we can learn from that story is that anybody has the opportunity to capture and to encounter Jesus. We can all have the opportunity to know him. All we have to do is ask, and we will find him. And it's just the best thing ever to be able to find Jesus and to gain him as our best friend and to know him and to love him as our Savior. On Friday, I was telling the boys and girls on Friday that whenever I was driving to work, I passed Portavogie Harbour and there was men out and they were working at the fishing net. And I just found this so bizarre because in all the times that I've been driving through, I've actually never seen it before, and I thought, oh, that isn't that, you know, God's funny the way he works, because he really gave me such an analogy. And basically, I was telling the boys and girls that there was about 8 men, and they were all at different points on this fisher net, on this net, and they were all bent down, and there was knots in the net, and they were trying to tie on, like, different parts of the net onto these stick things. I'm sorry. Don't know what they're called. But yeah, they were trying so hard. They were getting all tangled. And 2 hours later, when I drove by, they were still at it. And I thought, oh my goodness, like, that just looks like such a hard job. Like, they look as if they're really struggling. And it didn't even just take one of them. It took about 8 of them. And I mean, whenever they were down on their hands and knees and they were pulling at the nets, and it looked like really hard labor. But it really reminded me of us. Because sometimes in life we think, do you know what? I'll just get down on my hands and knees here and I'll try and get out this knot in the net by myself. And maybe if I just pull a little bit harder, maybe if I pull it a little bit tighter, I can sort it out by myself. I don't need Jesus. I'll just ask my friend to come and help me. But actually, what Jesus is wanting us to do is just give it all to him. Just like the men in this story, Jesus is asking us to just, do you know what? Let it all go. Leave everything and follow me. And really, the only thing that's going to get the knots out of your net is when you do give it to Jesus. I don't know what, I'm using a net as an analogy for everybody's life here today. I don't know what your life looks like. I don't know what your net looks like. I don't know if your net is tangled, if it's tangled in debt, if it's tangled in worry, if it's tangled in illness. But everybody has a net. And what Jesus is asking us to do today is to just leave your net down, run to him, and follow him, and I can promise you, like everybody is saying, you will not regret it. I think Neil's maybe going to come, is he? Thank you very much, everyone.
Oh. I am all Britney'd up. Folks, thank you. For those of you who didn't get the reference, Britney Spears was the one who introduced E, so she could sing and dance at the same time. But I'm not going to do that. Folks, I just want to simply say thank you to everyone who's helped to put this on all week. All the preparations, all the things that have been drawn and cut out and blown up and all has to be tidied up. Folks, I want you to put your hands together and just give all of those people a big thank you from us. And then to say thank you to everyone who's been ministering today, who've been reading and doing stories and talks and has prepared all the stuff for the singing and all. So give them a big round of applause as well. All applauding yourselves, ladies. Oh, we're so proud of ourselves in the front row here. And I've got a very important job to do. It's probably the least important job because the most important jobs have been reading and praying and talking about God. But I believe there's been a wee bit of a competition on this week. Ooh. And there will be a team that will have got more than everybody else. Oh, there it is. They're expecting me to go up there and get it. Winners. We don't have winners and losers here, but we have winners. Who do we think it's going to be? Starfish. lobsters, starfish, lobsters, seahorses. The dolphins are the winners. They seem to be quite shocked. And the prize is you've just received a round of applause. Well done. But look, we know that that's all been good fun all week. And, you know, come back every Sunday, and there'll be some of this type of fun for you every week, so feel free to come back. And we're going to sing now our last piece this morning, which is Every Move I Make, and then I'm going to pray. Oh, I'll move the boat.
Right, again, I'm going to need some help. Oh, you sat down very quickly there. You know, I just thought with the Brittany, you'd want to do dance moves. Okay. All right, so boys and girls, we're going to be doing Every Move I Make. So I'm probably going to have to remind you of the moves. Oh, come on. If I can do it, you can do it. Okay? And grown-ups as well. You know, this is very serious. We are actually a dance troupe, and Alex is our manager, and bookings will be taken after. So do you remember for na, 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 not really complicated chorus? Okay, we were going from side to side and doing this, but whenever it come to Every Move I Make, very complicated, we put right foot out and then again, left foot out and then again. I know, it took us ages. Okay, so if you start it, we'll wing it. Professionally. Okay. Oh, dance away, folks. Let it go.
Yeah.
I see your moves. Yeah. Movements and everything.
Every step I take, I'm taking you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you.
Well done. I'm wrecked. Okay, so my hand over to you. Okay.
Folks, we're just going to say a wee word of grace because we've got something to eat, haven't we? Awesome. So you sit there and chat away, and I'll just go and see if it's ready. Folks, you're all invited to come and join us. Something to eat after the service here now. So I'll go to pray and say the benediction. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the week of fun, fellowship, stories about Jesus that the boys and girls have shared. And as we go out now, Lord, to share and fellowship again and food, we thank you for that food, Lord. We pray you bless it to our body so that we can go out and be strong and to serve you this day and every day. And Lord, we now ask that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would rest and remain on each of us both now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.
Parents, pick up their kids. We're not keeping them. Pick up your kids and then go through for your hot dogs.